And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How's it going?
I am doing fabulously. So what are our folks saying this week?
We got some response from our reporters' roundtable on Friday when we discussed a bill that would help homeowners caught in the mortgage crisis.
Gretchen Zimmerman, a homeowner in Vallejo, California, wrote in. She says she understands from her own personal experience how people get stuck with mortgages that are more than their houses are worth. I had a good job, good credit, and took out a normal loan. I am upside down through no fault of my own with no bottom in sight. I'm going to try to ride it out, but I'm not as bad off as many who bought when the market was higher. These people are understandably considering cutting their losses. Something does need to be done, or the U.S. will end up in a depression.
Then Rafi Garabedian from Berkeley, California, wrote in about our month-long series on jazz. He was disappointed in a segment we did on women in jazz. He wrote, "Today, on your rather shallow interview with historian Linda Dahl, you skipped over one of the most famous, innovative musicians in the history of not just women players, but the whole jazz scene, Mary Lou Williams. I am disappointed in this show, and this is why people do not know anything about this music."
Richard Karnatz of Texarkana, Texas, responded to a segment we did on Monday about the gentrification of Harlem. He wrote, "Should Harlem be kept for blacks? If blacks are happy with their position in today's world, then I think it is a viable question to ask. If, as some humans, they wish to improve their lot and become members of a society that is greater than the sum of its parts, the answer would have to be no. I was priced out of the Lower East Side of Manhattan, an area usually occupied by immigrants from Poland. We didn't whine about rising prices, but sought greener pastures elsewhere. Let the other homeowner take the price devaluation."
And finally, Chizaba Nemeka wrote in last week while you were away. She said, "A very happy birthday to Mademoiselle Farai Chidea, whose program I have followed since I lived in Paris. A reporter without equal who runs a show as rich and provocative as it is serious and entertaining. Over the course of her show, I find myself laughing, gasping, jotting notes, but mostly wishing Farai could afford her guests more time. This is my one gripe with the show. Some of the conversations are ended prematurely, which is such a shame. Anyhow, best of luck to you and your phenomenal team. Bravo to Tony Cox for his admirable stewardship in your absence. Happy birthday, Farai, and good health to you to keep producing this superb content. Merci, merci."
Merci beaucoup for your birthday wishes. It means a lot. And we love getting everyone's letters. Please keep your comments coming. To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.